Cha Sung Han from Chinese Academy of Science, and she is going to talk to us about organic matter structure as affected by soil management and soil aggregation on a moldy soil. Thank you.
Hello everyone. It's my great honor to stand here and give this presentation. The topic is organic matter structure as effect by soil management and soil aggregation at the early stage of pathogenesis of moldy soil. We are come from Chinese Academy of Science. For this topic include five parts. The first part of background, then we will go through method and material, result, conclusion, and acknowledgement. Firstly, I will give some information about the background. As we know, moldy soil regions in China, in Northeast China is one of the four largest moldy soil areas in the world. The area of moldy soil in Northeast China is 7 million hectares, and 67% is arable land. In those arable land, product 70% of narrow grown production. The commercial ratio of so the grain production is 70%. Okay, those picture has shown the detailed location of moldy soil in Northeast China. So why we focus on the moldy soil now? Because moldy soil faced a bigger challenge. For example, soil erosion. Soil erosion has resulted in the surface moldy soil has been lost. Then parent material of moldy soil has exposed. There is which resulted in the yield of main grains has declined. From some reference has published. So the need for large scale restoration program has never been more pressing. So for this study, we want to know, can soil productivity sustain with exposed subsoil or even the parent material? How will soil development and change? Until now, for those questions, have no qualitative data was recorded in this area. So we designed this experiment. For this experiment, I will give some detailed information. In 2004, we chose a flat place. Then we remove then surface soil was removed down to 80 centimeters. Then 24 plots was set up to six treatment, including three ecosystem. Each plot was separated by cement strip, and each plot was refilled with parent material from below 2 meter depth from adjacent place. For this experiment, we chose parent material and moldy soil as the reference. Then six treatments were set up to simulate the natural restoration and the natural fallow and the natural. Okay, this point. We chose pyrite material and the molasses as a reference. Then six treatments were set up to simulate natural restoration and natural fallow and anthropogenic planting and agro ecosystem with different biomass managed in different ways. So for the natural fallow and alfalfa, no fertilizer was applied, and the same cropping system of soybean and maize was most rotation was adopted in agro ecosystem without biomass removed. Without fertilization. This one is also about biomass removed and with fertilization. Those one also include fertilization, but organic matter is different. For the F1C1, about biomass, two crops was incorporated into soil. For the F1C2, also the portion about biomass was incorporated into soil, and we also applied affected amount of ground soybean as additional organic matter. Now I will give some result for this study. From this picture, we can see soil organic carbon and all test soil has increased by 35% to 116%. The highest value was found in F1C2. It accounted for 40% of molasses. But when we compared with molasses during the same experimental or experimental duration, we can see soil organic carbon and our test soil has no significantly changed trend. So it indicating that soil organic carbon was increased sharply when soil was in stable. For example, parent material or molasses with 1.5 soil organic carbon. This picture has shown the relation soil organic carbon input and organic carbon input and soil organic carbon. That shows the organic matter input also was an important for the soil organic carbon increasing of parent material at the early stage of anthropogenic mellow. Now we have known the organic matter input is very important. So we want to know what is chemical structure of organic matter and how is chemical or organic chemical structure of organic matter parent material. This picture has shown the has shown 13 carbon NMR spectra of organic matter, including grass, alfalfa, maize straw, soybean straw, and soybean power, all was used in this study. So we can see the NMR spectra of grass, alfalfa, Ms. Zhou and so Ms. Zhou has shown a similar MMR spectra, but the bigger difference was found in soybean power more alkoxy and alkyl was contained compared with other organic matter. So we can show what is the chemical structure of soil organic matter or parent material and surface molecule. So we can see methylene was main component for parent material, and alcohol and methyl. And the methyl were main component for molecule. So molecule and parent material has different chemical structure of soil organic matter. Now we will show what will happen after organic matter input into parent material. We can see after organic matter input into parent material, no non-polar alcohol and anglomatic carbon was decreased, while alkoxy carbon increased with restoration. That increased the soil organic carbon and test soil come from carbon hydrate function group, and newly plant derived carbon entered into soil organic matter and caused the decomposition of organic carbon from the parent material. From those PCA graphs, we can see the more difference in soil organic matter structure in 2005 than that in 2011, and with more organic carbon input and more similar soil organic matter structure to molecule in both 2005 and 2011. So we can also got the information. Newly planted derived carbon from soil organic matter causing lower percent of organic carbon from parent material. This picture has shown the aggregate soil organic matter structure. We can see different aggregate fraction has shown a similar NMR spectra, but in one treatment, but with more carbon hydride was found in more macro aggregates than in small aggregates. Indicating that alkyl carbon was protected in aggregate. For the last result, we will show what the response of biomass and yield to anthropogenic mellow or parent material. We can see natural fallow and alpha biomass has increased during restoration years, and totally yield and about biomass of soybean and maize also increased, but not as much as local, but not as not as as much as local average yield in in study said. So we can give some conclusion. So organic carbon content increased significantly due to restoration practice, even in soils without organic carbon input. Chemical structures also organic matter become homogeneous among field treatments, heterogeneous in aggregate fraction. Newly planted driven carbon entered into soil organic matter and caused the decomposition of organic carbon from parent material. Current evolution of soil organic carbon and aggregate forming during the initial stage of form formation. Above ground biomass and crop yield increase showed up for soil restoration. So we will give thanks for all people work with this experiment and give some suggestion for this picture. Thank you very much.